In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What a great text this is for today, the high point of the seminary year, the day of the candidate call service. Our text comes to us from 2 Timothy, which was Paul's last letter written shortly before his martyrdom. 2 Timothy was like Paul's last will and testament for his spiritual son, his great legacy to guide Timothy throughout his life and ministry. Paul, recalling Timothy's ordination, reminds him that he had before his ordination and has presently a gift which is of utmost importance for his work as a minister in God's kingdom. Pastors today have this same gift, as do you seminary students. You had it to a certain extent before coming here to Fort Wayne, but here at the seminary, this gift has been strengthened and fine-tuned and developed. This has been happening as you prepare for the ministry, for your ordination. Paul likens this gift to a fire. He directs Timothy and us, those of us who have been or soon will be ordained and serving in the kingdom, to stir up this gift from God. Specifically, the present tense of the Greek verb means not that Timothy has let the fire die down, but that he is to keep on, to continue stirring up this gift from God. Paul's imagery is that of maintaining a fire at full flame, as if fanning it with a bellows. In essence, Paul is saying to Timothy and to us, keep the gift burning. When we consider this message from the apostle, we might ask certain questions. What is this gift? And how and why are we to keep this gift burning, to keep on fanning it? What is this gift? From the context of our passage and in comparison with a similar verse in 1 Timothy, we can say that this is a compound gift. It has different facets. This gift includes the ability to carry on the work of the ministry, such as being able to preach and teach and administer and admonish. This gift also includes, as Paul writes in verse 7 of our text, a spirit not of timidity or fear, but a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. Spirit in our text refers to a disposition, an inner quality. A spirit of power. This is more than having bravery and courage in times of danger. This is the power to bear up under trials, to endure triumphantly persecution and hardship. A spirit of love. This love is agape, the love of concern and comprehension coupled with benevolent purpose, which results in benevolent action, even to the point of self-sacrifice. This love is on fire for the spiritual welfare of others and moves one to take up and carry out the work of the ministry. Also, this spirit of love teaches Timothy and us what the spirit of power is. It is not a spirit of violence or force or imposing our will on others. Rather, the loving shepherd will gently, patiently lead and instruct the members of his congregation. A spirit of a sound mind. This could also be translated as spirit of sensible mindedness. The sound mind is under right influences and sees things in their proper perspective. It is not feverish and excited, but results in proper self-discipline and self-control. A sound mind guards against foolish, fanatical, hasty, ill-considered action, which could lead to negative consequences. With an understanding of what this gift is, which we are to be continually stirring up, we come to the next question. How are we to keep the fire burning? One way is by continually reading, studying, learning, and inwardly digesting the Word of God, and by frequently receiving the Lord's Supper. We know how the Holy Spirit uses these means to bless us spiritually, to strengthen our faith and preserve us in faith, and to keep us fit for the work of the ministry. Studying the Word means not only studying it so we can give a sermon or a Bible class, studying it in the professional sense, but also studying it in the personal sense for our own spiritual welfare and edification. Another way that we keep the fire blazing is to pray, thanking God for this gift and asking Him to maintain this fire within us. And God will hear and answer our prayer for Jesus' sake. We also continue to fan the flame by using the gift. This is like exercising it. If the gift is not used, we will lose it. The gift has to be applied, put into action, or else the fire will smolder and eventually go out. Therefore, Paul's directive to Timothy and to us involves studying the Word of God, receiving the sacrament, praying, and using the gift God has given to us. As we know, however, ultimately all credit and glory go to God for preserving and maintaining this gift in us, and not only for preserving this gift, but for making this fire burn brighter and hotter and higher. That is, for causing this gift to grow and develop in us. We come then to the third question. Why are we to keep this gift burning? This question has already been answered in part. If we do not continually stir it up, the flame will die down and eventually be extinguished. We don't want to lose the fire, which is a precious gift, because it comes from God, from His grace, which is His undeserved kindness, His unmerited favor. Paul talks about the grace of God toward the end of our text. This attribute of God moved him to His purpose or plan, which He formulated in eternity before the foundation of the world, before time began. God knew, before the universe was created, that the human race would be sinful, corrupt, deserving His fiercest wrath and everlasting punishment. We, as all other people, have frequently failed to keep perfectly all of God's holy will. We were on the road to hell. But the grace of God and His love moved Him to purpose or plan to send His Son to become a human being. This God-man, Jesus Christ, lived a perfect life in the stead of every other person, according to God's plan, and then paid fully, atoned completely for the sins of the whole world with His suffering and death on the cross. And then He arose from the dead, sealing His triumph over sin, death, and the devil. He emerged from the tomb as victor, as Savior of the world. Also in eternity, God knew each one of us and planned for our salvation. In the course of our earthly life, we have been brought to faith, whether it was in infancy when we were baptized or later on in life. And we know how God preserves and strengthens our faith through the means of grace. Thus, we are saved by God's grace through faith in Jesus Christ. We have the forgiveness of all of our sins. We are accounted as righteous for Jesus' sake. Further, God gives us, out of His grace, a special gift or gifts. This is given to every believer. And this gift or gifts, which every believer has, are to be used for God's glory and for the benefit of others. Our text reminds every Christian, constantly stir up the gift or gifts which God has given to you, these special gifts. Our text tells us who are or who will be pastors, continually fan into flame this gift spoken of by Paul in 2 Timothy 1, the ability to carry on the work of the ministry, and this spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. Keep the fire burning. Don't lose this gift. It is precious because it comes from God, from His awesome grace. Another reason why Paul reminded Timothy always to be fanning the flame was because the Roman government had just begun to persecute the Christian church. Paul himself would soon be leaving the scene as a martyr for Jesus Christ. In view of these ominous changes, it was of utmost importance that this fire be burning brightly within Timothy. We, as pastors or future pastors, will face problems, difficulties, oppositions in our ministry, whether these problems come from within the church or from without. However, when this fire is burning strongly within us, we will be ready to meet these challenges. Finally, Paul tells Timothy and us who are or who will be pastors ever to be fanning the flame, because God has bestowed this gift for a purpose. Again, every believer has a special gift or gifts which is or are to be used for God's glory and for the benefit of others. God gives the gift mentioned in our text to pastors so that they can have effective ministries, doing what God intended for them to accomplish. Our ministry is that of law and gospel. When we properly, lovingly, courageously proclaim that particular law message which the members of our congregations need to hear, they will see their sin, they will see their need for the Savior, and they will see how God wants them to live. A dominant part of our ministry, of course, is that of the gospel, the good news, which brings to light life, everlasting life, immortality in Jesus Christ. When the gift is ablaze within us, we will proclaim the gospel with power, conviction, love, and joy, speaking specifically to the life situations of the people who are hearing us. And God will use our proclamation of the gospel to convert, to preserve and strengthen in faith, to comfort, and to equip, motivate, and empower for godly living. Therefore, fellow pastors and pastors-to-be, our text tells us, thank God for this gift, which is so necessary for the work of the ministry. Our text reminds us, keep the fire burning. In Jesus' name, amen.